بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون.
Verse number 12. The criminals will soon emerge in the day of judgment, bowing their heads in humiliation, due to their rejection of resurrection, feeling ashamed and saying, Our Lord, I have seen the resurrection I used to reject, and heard the confirmation of that which the messengers brought from you. So return us to the worldly life, so that I can do good deeds that will make you pleased with us. Indeed, I am now convinced of the resurrection and the truth of whatever the messengers brought. If you were to see the criminals in that state, you would see a grave scene.
ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين.
Verse number 13. And if I wished to give every soul guidance and ability, I would have forced them onto this. But through wisdom and justice, it was necessary to pass the decree that I would definitely fill hell on the day of judgment with the disbelievers from the Thaqalan, the jinns and the humans, because of their choosing the path of disbelief and error over the path of belief and steadfastness.
فذوقوا بما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا إنا نسيناكم وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون.
Verse number 14. And on the day of judgment, it will be said to them in rebuke and censure, Now taste the punishment, due to your heedlessness of the meeting with Allah on the day of judgment for accountability in the worldly life. I shall leave you in the punishment, without caring for how much you suffer from it. Taste the punishment of the everlasting hellfire that will not end, because of the sins you used to commit in the world. After Allah mentions the state of the criminals, He mentioned the state of the believers, saying,
إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون.
Verse number 15. Only those people believe in my verses, revealed to my messenger, who when they are reminded of them, prostrate to Allah glorifying him, together with praising him. They are not arrogant from worshipping him, nor prostrating to him in any condition.
تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
Verse number 16. They leave their beds to worship Allah, supplicating to Him in their prayers, fearing His punishment and hoping in His mercy. They also spend the wealth Allah has given them in His path.
فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 17. So no one knows what things Allah has prepared for it, in terms of bringing coolness and joy to the eyes, as a reward for the good deeds it would do in the world. It is a reward that no one except Allah can comprehend, due to its greatness.
أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ.
Verse number 18. The one who believes in Allah, acts upon his commands, and refrains from that which he is prohibited from, is not like the one who disobeys him. The two groups are not equal in terms of requital according to Allah.
أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 19. As for those who have faith in Allah and do good deeds, the reward prepared for them in gardens, in which they shall remain, as a mark of honor for them from Allah, a reward for the Allah deeds they used to do in the world.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أعيدوا فيها وقيل لهم ذوقوا عذاب النار الذي كنتم به تكذبون.
Verse number 20. As for those who left the obedience of Allah by disbelief and committing sins, the abode prepared for them on the day of judgment is the hellfire, in which they shall remain forever. Every time they attempt to come out of it, they will be returned to it, and it will be said to them, rebuking them, "Taste the punishment of the hellfire you used to deny in the world, when my messengers would warn you of it." Beneficial points. 1. Bringing faith on the day of judgment will not be of benefit to the disbelievers, because of them now being in the abode of requital, not the abode of actions. 2. The danger of being unmindful, in this life, of the standing before Allah on the Day of Judgment. 3. Standing in prayer at night is way of the believers. 4. Allah has prepared for His Allah's conscious servants things which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, and no human heart has ever imagined. 5. Just as the believer and transgressor do not match in qualities, they are not equal in requital either.
وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
Verse number 21. I will definitely make these disbelievers who left the obedience of their Lord and do not repent suffer trials and afflictions in the worldly life, for perhaps due to those worldly afflictions, they will repent to Allah.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ.
Verse number 22. There is no one more oppressive than the one who is admonished with the words of Allah, but does not take heed, but turns away without caring about them. Indeed, I will inevitably take retribution from the criminals because of their committing disbelief and sins, and their turning away from the My verses.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ فَلَا تَكُنْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّنْ لِقَائِهِ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ.
Verse number 23. Verily, I gave Musa the Torah, so O Messenger, do not be in doubt over you having met Musa in the night journey and the ascension. I made the book revealed to Musa, a guide for the Israelites from deviance.
وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون.
Verse number 24. And I made leaders from the children of Israel, whom the people would emulate and follow. They became guides to the truth when they were patient in calling others to Allah and fulfilling the commands of Allah and refraining from His prohibitions, and when they firmly believed in His words that were revealed to their messengers.
إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ.
Verse number 25. O Messenger, indeed, your Lord is the one who will judge between them on the Day of Judgment in matters they would dispute in the world. So He will make the one on truth clear from the one on falsehood and requite each with what they deserve.
أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ أَفَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ.
Verse number 26. Are these people blind, that they cannot see how many of the previous nations I destroyed before them? Here they are, walking past dwellings which were previously resided in by those who were destroyed, yet they do not take heed from their state. Indeed, in the destruction of the previous nations, due to their disbelief, are lessons from which the truth of their messengers can be proven, who came to them from Allah. Will these rejectors of the words of Allah then not listen attentively using their intellects?
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا تَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَنْعَامُهُمْ وَأَنْفُسُهُمْ أَفَلَا يُبَصِرُونَ.
Verse number 27. Do these rejectors of resurrection not see that I send rainwater to a barren land in which there are no plants, and then take out the crops by rainwater from which their cattle eat as well as themselves? Do they not see that, and understand that whoever causes the barren earth to grow is capable of reviving the dead?
ويقولون متى هذا الفتح إن كنتم صادقين.
Verse number 28. Those that reject the resurrection say, while seeking the punishment in haste, when is this judgment that you claim is going to be made between us and yourselves on the Day of Judgment, and consequently our abode will be hellfire and yours paradise?
قُلْ يَوْمَ الْفَتْحِ لَا يَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ.
Verse number 29. O Messenger, say to them, the day